Western New York CJ Country presents Section 5 Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edelrock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hook Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the Good Hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to Payroll Country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen. Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
And now, let's head to the booth with Jimmy Jam and John Carlson.
And live at Perry High School. Week 6 is the week that fall came to Section 5 football here in Western New York. We got a cool night tonight. 57 degrees right now. Going to get down to 53 by the time this ball game's done tonight. And we got a good one here on a dry track as Letchworth Perry Warsaw gets set to take on their Haverling Rams. It's Jimmy Jam along my broadcast partner, John Carlson, and a week where, you never know how teams are going to match up, how they're going to end up against one another, but right now LPW seems to have found their groove, and they have not allowed an offensive touchdown in the last two games.
Yeah, they're playing very well. Started out rough with a 1-1, especially that loss at Alexander Pembroke, but since then, 34-12, 48-0, 34-0.
We've got a Perry Senior Salute Night going on tonight, the only night that they're here for a game here. It turned out schedule-wise that there is one extra game at Letchworth this year, and that'll be the season finale we'll have for you on CJ Country next week with Leroy Calmum. But we are getting set to go and get ready for what will be a great night of football. The weather definitely will be fall-like. Not necessarily windy, though, either. Just a little bit darker, a little bit sooner. Some clouds in the sky helping that along. The lights have already taken hold here at the stadium. What we'll do is we will get into both these teams right now and how they sort of match up. We'll take a look at sectional standings. If you don't have them, I got them. And you can talk about some other games happening across Section 5 when we come back. But we'll take a three-minute timeout. This is Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride's scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With three floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Back at Perry High School, Section 5 football here on CJ Country. It's Jimmy, it's John, as the captains go out for the coin toss between Bath Haverling and LPW. John, other games in Section 5 going on this weekend. What do we got?
Yeah, tonight we have Notre Dame. Byron Burgeon is at Avon. Canisteo Greenwood is at Geneseo Mount Morris. Leroy Calmum is at Wellsville Genesee Valley Belfast. Yargananda is at Alexander Pembroke. And Batavia is home against East. World of Inquiry School.
Any Saturday games on the docket, at least involving our area, or no?
No Saturday games.
Okay. And from a sectional standing standpoint, you know, you start getting a better picture now as we head closer to the end of the the end of the season here. How's the postseason shaping up?
Yeah, we basically, in Class C, there are eight schools total. There's really five. It's like a 5-3 breakout. The top five are all 3-2 or 4-1 or 4-0 in the case of Alexander Pembroke. The bottom three are either 1-4 or 0-5. So it's a big game tonight. Right now, LPW is the number two seed. They'd like to hang on to that, and that way the higher seed would host the potentially, like if LPW finished number two, they would host two home games in the sectionals.
It's kind of interesting because Alexander Pembroke, that game isn't necessarily a slam dunk, although they've had a great season. Technically, they lead the Class C, you know, because they have one less game in hand. But point wise, right now LPW's got the lead there too. So it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out tonight with them with Alexander Pembroke.
Yeah, and then next week you mentioned Leroy Cal Mum. Right now they are the number three seed,
mm-hmm.
So that could be potentially for the whoever's going to host maybe the second round game, assuming they both win in the first round.
All right. Well, LPW has won the toss, and they're going to defer as they typically do. They're going to be going from radio right to left. They are all in black with the white numerals, but black helmets, black jersey, black pants. And the Bath Haverling Rams are going to be in all white with a blue number and going from left to right here. They got two men deep as we get ready for the kickoff to start. Slocum will handle the kickoff for LPW here as we get ready to get underway. And we'll get your numbers on Bath Haverling as soon as we can as far as jersey, as soon as we get it all figured out there. Taken to the 10-yard line, 15, 20, 25, up to the 30-yard line, and the 33 is where we get brought down there. Down the return there was number 21, Asher Fiennes.
So Bath Haverling, their record is just 1-4. It's been kind of every other game for them. It's been a close game or a blowout game. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what kind of game they bring tonight.
So we'll start out first and 10 for the 32-yard line for Bath Haverling. First time getting a look at them. They're going to send a receiver way, way out to the left side. I think that's Gage Thomas spread out to the left. One receiver out to the right. They're running from the I formation. Quarterback under center calling signals. And it's going to be a handoff. And off the left side, a gain of maybe 1 yard on the play. And that's it. Didn't see who the ball carrier was. We'll try to get it for you in a moment there. But a gain of one. I think that was number six, Dayton Orlowski.
Yeah, well, we mentioned LPW and their defense. You know, they've pitched three shutouts so far, two in their last two games. So we'll see if they can keep it up tonight.
So that'll be a gain. It looks like a gain of about one on the play. Second and nine from the 33-yard line here as the Rams break the huddle. This time they're going to spread a receiver out to the right side. That's Fiennes, and they've got a receiver out to the left from the eye one more time. And a pass out in the flat is complete, up to the 40-yard line, past the sticks for the first down, and almost in midfield to the 48. Here, Colton Fleming on the reception.
Yeah, just a quick out to the left sideline, and Fleming made a nice move and pick up the first down of the game.
So the ball will be marked officially at the 48-yard line of Bath Haverling here. No score in the first quarter if you're just joining us between LPW and Bath Haverling. And the Rams will break from the huddle here. And they'll spread a receiver out. They'll spread Fiennes out to the Fiennes out to the right side. They'll spread a receiver out to the left. I formation, quarterback under center. They've run from the I every play so far on this drive. And it's going to be a handoff right off the center there. And we got a ball popping out at the end, but I think the runner might have been down. They're marking him down, but a gain of about 4 yards on the play for the ball carrier.
Yeah, it was Orlowski with the carry, and like I said, about 3-4 yard gain. We'll see if LPW can hold here and force a punt.
They're going to mark it officially second and seven. Ball now at the 49 of LPW. And the one thing we've seen kind of through the season, John, is LPW kind of on the first drive sort of advancing, you know, adjusting defensively to whatever the other team's doing here. And usually the other team's having success in the first drive, at least anyway. From the eye, receiver to the right, one to the left. And it's going to be a handoff off the left side and up to the almost very close to a first down there. That's Orlowski on the carry there for a gain of about six.
Yeah, I think they're, well, looks like they're, yeah,
they're going to get them the first.
So two first downs and four plays for this drive so far. Yeah, you mentioned the opening drives for LPW defensively.
Yeah.
Just kind of finding their way and then kind of making adjustments after that.
Tightening up after that and do a good job of doing it at times. Really good job. They haven't allowed a point the last two games. Ball at the 42 of LPW. Once again from the I formation. And receiver to the right, one to the left. And head off right up the middle there. Number 20 on the carry, Brady Hopkins. Hopkins will get, looks like about 4 yards on the play, down to the 38.
Yeah, Carter Pricer that time for LPW crashed down to make the stop. And, yeah, so far so good for Bath Haverling.
Looks like they got if you just look at the roster, to be believed, they got several good skill players because right now, Owen Burlingame's lined up at quarterback, but he's listed on the roster as defensive back and wide receiver. So they must have a couple different guys who can do some things well. I don't know if we'll see any more personnel changes. But right now, second and six, ball at the 38-yard line of LPW. And the Rams break from the huddle. They're going to send a receiver way, way out to the right side. They got one to the left, sort of in the slot, I formation. Burlingame under center. They'll send a man in motion, and it's going to be handoff off the left side. And pushing forward, going to pick up another 2 yards on the play is Orlowski.
Yeah, I think it's either his third or fourth carry so far, and he's picked up positive yardage every time so far.
Third down at four now for the Rams. Ball at the 36-yard line here with 9:02 to go here in the first with no score. And Burlingame goes right to the sideline each play to get the call and brings it in. And then they break from the huddle from there. Great night. We're definitely into the jacket weather. We're down to 53 degrees by the time this game ends. Three receivers this time spread out to the right side. Just one back in the backfield behind Burlingame as he's under center. It's going to be a pitch out to the right side, trying to find room to run, and that's Orlowski. And he's going to dive forward. He's going to have enough for the first down. It looks like they spread things out, John, to create a little space for Orlowski to do his thing.
Yeah, Orlowski did a nice job that time with the cutback. It looked like he was going to go to the right side and just kind of planted his foot and advance forward and pick up the first down.
So the ball now to 31-yard line of LPW. And the Rams on the move here. 1-4 on the season, but as you said, they've been kind of hit or miss with their performance any given week. One receiver way, way out to the sideline to the right because we're almost to the right hash where the ball is starting from. A receiver to the right, I formation, Burlingame, quick hitter right up the middle, and that is for Hopkins. Hopkins will get maybe a yard to the 30.
Yeah, I mentioned Bath Haverling up and down last weekend. They had a 28-27 loss against Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, so it's probably their best effort of the year. So, you know, they bring that effort tonight. It'll be a very close game.
Sometimes teams do catch fire late in the season. They finally find their groove and get it together. The ball is inside the 30 down to the 29, marked as a second and eight for the Rams. They're going to spread a receiver way out to the right, one way out to the left. From the eye, Burlingame under center. And a quick hitter out to the left side, complete. And that is to the 25, and to the marker, and out of bounds. Completion out there to Colton Fleming. They're going to mark him officially at the 17-yard line. Another Ram first down.
That's two passes. They passed out to Fleming. Just a quick pass out in the left flank, and he's been able to make the first tackler miss both times and pick up the first down.
Excellent excellent timing on that, too. And so far, Fleming doing a good job in space, the junior for the Rams. As Burlingame brings the play in from the sideline. 7:27 to go. No score here in quarter number one. The Rams have hit several first downs. They're down to the LPW 17-yard line. This is something we've seen all season with LPW sort of adjusting on their first drive defensively, figuring out what the tendencies are, and then usually having better luck this time around. They'd love to get a stop, though, here and set the tone. I formation, Burlingame. Receiver way out to the left. They got our center receiver motion from the right side. Handoff off the right side there. And it's going to be Orlowski who's going to get down to about the 15-yard line. So it looks like about a gain of two on the play.
Yeah, they stacked them up pretty well on defense that time. And it's been a clean game so far. No penalties yet. And we'll see if LPW can come up with a stop.
Clock moving. Coming under soon to be 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. Ball marked officially inside the 15. It'll be a second down and seven from Bath Haverling. And running to the sideline, then running back, and running to the sideline again was Burlingame there going, are you sure? Are you sure about that call? All right, receiver to the right, one to the left. Here we go. From the eye. Burlingame with a quick handoff off the left side there, and it's going to be brought down after a gain of another 2 yards on the play. Couldn't quite make it out. Who was on the carry there? It might have been Hopkins.
Yeah, I think it was Hopkins.
Yeah. So it's going to be a third down and six, right around six, I guess. So we'll see. This is the first, like, you know, third and long here, so to speak, here that the Bath Haverling will try to convert. They break from the huddle. They're going to send two receivers out to the right. This time, Burlingame's from the gun. First time we're seeing that tonight with a running back standing right next to him. Back to pass. And trying to find a man in the middle. Going to be incomplete. And there you go. And it was intended for Dante Neely. Great coverage by McIntyre for LPW.
Yeah, McIntyre is right next to him. Put a hit on him just in case. And that'll bring up fourth down. And you would think looks like they're going to just go for it here.
Sure. Any sooner McIntyre's contact, then maybe we're talking a flag there. But he timed it out pretty good. So that stops the clock with 5:50 to go as Burlingame will bring the ball in. It's a fourth down, and it looks like it's a long five, maybe closer to six from the 13-yard line. And the Rams will send a receiver to the left, send one to the right from the eye. Burlingame, quick pass out in the flat, trying to find a man, and he's going to, oh, slips out of tackle, one down to the 10, 5, and maybe in there, up out at the 2-yard line, very close to going in on the pylon. It's going to be first and goal for the Rams there. Great catch and run by Phoenix for the first down.
Yeah, Phoenix, that's the first time he's received a pass, but they've done a nice job breaking the tackles of LPW. LPW feel like they've been in defensive position, but a better job by Haverling of breaking tackles.
I'm going to try to get official. I keep going back and forth and calling him different names over 21. I'm going to try to get it
Phoenix?
Okay. So first and goal here from the 2-yard line for the Rams. They'll send Fleming out to the right. Phoenix to the Fleming out to the left. Phoenix to the right. They got eye formation. That is Hopkins in the backfield, along with Orlowski, and it's going to be Hopkins on the carry. They're very close to the goal line, waiting for the indication. It's a touchdown for the Rams. It's 6-0 with the conversion to come.
Yeah, excellent drive for Haverling to start off. They start at their own 32, 14-play drive, and chewed up more than half the first quarter.
Very efficient drive for them. I mean, it's hard to get game scripts to know how they've been doing this season from time to time offensively. Very hard to get reports on what's what and everything. But, you know, that's a very good drive for a team when you look on paper and see they're 1-4 this season. That's you know, that's progress for sure. So, waiting on the conversion try. We'll see if somebody's going to kick this or they're going to go for two. It appears they're going to go for two as they spread Fleming out to the left, Phoenix to the right, I formation, Burlingame under center. And it's Orlowski and Hopkins. With a roll to the right, trying to get into the end zone, stand up. It's going to get stopped. Great job by LPW. It's 6-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Here he goes again, bragging about how great the Reisdorfs are and how wonderful the drivers and the people in the office are, and even how talented the technicians are. Well, if customers would stop calling and writing to us and telling us what a great job we do, then maybe I would stop bragging. But then you add competitive pricing to all the above, and you have two things. Happy customers and the proud people of Reisdorf Oil and Propane. Call us today at 343-4453 and tell them Tony sent you.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Back at Perry High School. Well, LPW's got three shutouts this season, but I can't remember the last time they've been trailing this early in a ball game. They're down 6-0 to Bath Haverling, but they're going to get their first crack at the ball as Sumariski and Merritt are deep to receive this, and Fleming will handle the kick. Going from left to right, and it's a low trajectory kick going to be taken on a bounce, and that's going to be Merritt to field it at the 12, 15, 20, cutting to the center of the field, 25, up to the 30-yard line. That's where LPW sets up shop, first and 10.
Yeah, Braden Merritt, it seems like he's always dangerous with the ball in his hand, and took that one up the middle and give LPW a good drive start.
LPW going to be no doubt be in their familiar formation with three running backs lined up in a straight line right behind quarterback Maddox Kelly. It's a formation that on when you look at it, go, well, what do you do out of that? They do a lot out of it. Counters, fakes. They fake us out more often than not sometimes. Who's got the ball? And at times then they'll change it up and be a little diverse with the receiver spread out to one side or a couple out and play around with the formula a little bit. But they're pretty steady with this. On a first and 10, going to be a handoff off the left side. Sumariski, and he's got 8 yards, 9 yards, trying to get to that marker. He's going to be very close to a first down if he doesn't have it, John. Good run by Sumariski.
Yeah, Sumariski, right up the middle, and they are going to give him the first down. So great first play for LPW.
Ball now at the 40-yard line. LPW zone 40 here with 5:07 to go in quarter number one. Bath Haverling up 6-0. And we got a little bit of wind, but nothing of consequence on the way. Just enough to move the flags out a little bit, but... And it's actually the wind's at LPW's back right now, the way it's looking there across the way. Week six of the season. Fall has taken hold. It'll overcast this weekend. It'll rain in the forecast, but not here tonight. Kelly under center. And a handoff this time off the left side. Subariski's going to spread it out a little bit, but he's going to get no more than a yard on the play there. Tried to stretch it, cut it up inside. It did not work.
Yeah, good defense that time for Haverling. We've seen Sumariski with a lot of long runs this year. And that time, as you said, he tried to cut it up the middle and only 1 yard.
So, yes, second down and nine. Senior quarterback Maddox Kelly bringing the play in and lining them up in the backfield there. Three backs lined up in the back. Kelly with the snap, and it's going to be handoff off the left side there, and a gain of about 4 or 5 yards on the play this time, or at least four, and that is going to be number 44, Logan Gath, on the carry.
Yeah, Gath, for the most part this year, it seems like he's kind of like the straight-ahead, quick-hitter runner of the three.
Yeah.
And nice gain there, bring up third and manageable.
Third and five. Ball at LPW's own 45-yard line here with 3:39 to go in quarter number one. Great opening drive by Bath Haverling there, which not only gets a score, though. It chewed up a lot of clock here in this first quarter. And here we go. Third and five. Kelly with a handoff off the right side, and a gain by Merritt for the first down into Bath Haverling territory to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Merritt's first carry of the night. Although, you know, he brought the ball back on the kickoff return, and a good solid 8-yard gain for Merritt.
First and 10 for LPW. Just a reminder to everybody, you know, we're going to mention it up until the big day and hopefully get the word out. October 24th and 25th, it's the 8th annual Stuff the Truck Food Drive to benefit the Warsaw Food Pantry. And we'll be out at the Tops in Warsaw and at Walmart both those days collecting non-perishable food items, and your help will be appreciated. First and 10 now from the 47. Kelly with a handoff. And we had a whistle right away here, so I don't know if we're going to get a false start or what the call is. Wait for the official call from the official across the way. And... I didn't see anything untoward, but we've got we do have offsides against the Rams. There we go. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty, first and five.
Yeah, it was the near side official right in front of the LPW bench, and one of the LPW coaches was signaling that way, so it must have been that was the call.
So the ball will now be at the 42-yard line with 2:45 to go in this first quarter. LPW to the line. Pricer on the end of the line in the backfield. They do change up the backs quite a bit there in the backfield. A lot of them can run really well and do things there. And a carry for a first down, and then some down to the 35-yard line. That is number five, Ronan Merritt, on the carry, his first of the night.
Yeah, Merritt, you know, both Merritts have carried the ball a fair amount. Obviously, Braden Merritt has more carries this year, but Ronan's acquitted himself well on receiving the ball.
Ball at the 46. You know what we're seeing too, I think, John, is we're seeing more of the what we call the backup running backs entering the game sooner now because they've hit a rhythm and they're performing well too, so why not keep everybody fresh? It seems to be that's the way it's heading anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
First and 10 now from the 36-yard line here for LPW. Marching on Haverling here with a handoff right away to McIntyre off the right side there, and he's going to get a first down marker right there around at least around the 32. He's very close if he doesn't have it. At least a gain of nine.
Yeah, McIntyre right up the middle that time, and I think they're going to mark him maybe 1 yard short, but LPW doing LPW things on the ground and chewing up clock on their own and heading toward the end zone.
Second and one now with 1:41 to go here in the first quarter. And Kelly bringing in the play. They break from the huddle. Waiting on the snap. Ball at the 27. It looks like we're going to get a false start there. That seemed more like a jump this time, but we'll see what the official call is. As the officials confer on that. They're all getting together to talk about it, though.
Right. It was from the far side this time, and I think we're going to get offside again.
Wow, another offside. It looked like the right side of LPW's line jump, but I missed something on that side, I guess.
Well, I think maybe, you know, I think if Haverling is in the neutral zone in the jump, maybe then the call goes against the defense.
So a first down there from the 22-yard line. Kelly with a handoff. And it's going to be I think that's a keeper for Kelly there. Very close to a first down, right around the 11.
Yeah, Kelly kept that time, faked the handoff. And you mentioned the, you know, all the different ball carriers. That is, I think, the sixth different ball carrier for LPW on this drive.
Doing it all as a, you know, this is something we see time and time again. It's what LPW does, run by committee, and they have a lot of talented kids who can do it. And as the season goes on, they seem to get stronger in being able to do it. So this is a first down, or sorry, second down at one now. Ball marked right around the 13-yard line, it looks like. And a handoff there. Sumariski this time trying to hit the hole. He's going to get met. He is going to have enough for the first down, though. He's going to be brought down right around the 11, but that's enough.
Yeah, Sumariski just off the left side. Adequate blocking and a first down for LPW. And that might be the last play of the first quarter. We'll see.
Yep, it might be 22 seconds left here, and I don't know if they'll get this play off or not. Sort of a surprising score in the first quarter, but LPW on the march here. A prelude of maybe a prelude of what's to come here to start quarter number two. And they're not going to get the play in time as we get down to 8-7, and Kelly's still looking toward the sideline. 4-3, and they quickly run up to the line, but I doubt they get this off. That is going to be it. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll come back in 60 seconds. It's Haverling 6, LPW nothing. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
The dog 0.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Back at Perry High School here, Section 5 football and CJ Country, one quarter in the books. It is Haverling 6, LPW nothing, but Haverling driving down to the 11-yard line with a fresh set of downs. They've been moving the ball very well by committee. In the backfield right now, they've got Gaff back there, Merritt back there, and they've got Rigatuso back there waiting on the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Merritt trying to cut up the inside, down inside the 5, and a pile trying to push, and they'll get a whistle finally at the 4, it looks like.
Yeah, Merritt took the handoff right up the middle, and looks like you give him at least 5 yards on that, so the ball handling by committee continues.
So second down and 4. They can actually get a fresh set of downs without getting in the end zone here, but I'm sure they'd like to get this moving sooner than later and get in the spot that they're accustomed to in the lead in the ball game. Kelly giving them play. Here they go to the line. And it's Gaff. Ronan Merritt back there and a handoff. And Ronan Merritt's going to go toward the end zone. He's in for the touchdown. It's 6-6 with a conversion to come.
Yeah, Ronan Merritt right off the right side. Very decisive run for Merritt. And another long drive this time for LPW.
And so the kick will come now. The conversion try in a moment here from Gage Slocum to try to take the lead here. Very good drive here. They used a little less clock, I think. Or is it about the same?
Yeah, it's about the same.
About the same? Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. But very effective drive for LPW there. Waiting on the snap here. McIntyre will hold. Snap, spot, kick on the way. It's up. It's good. It's 7-6. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 Football. I'm CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Back for the Rams.
All right, back to Perry High School. 7-6 LPW in the lead. 11-17 to go here in the second quarter. Slocum's going to kick off. A low trajectory kick going to be taken by one of the up men right around the 18, 20, 25, 30, 35. Trying to find room to run. Gets to the left sideline, 45, and up to the 46-yard line. A very nice return on the play there. That was number 7, Colton Fleming.
Yeah, Fleming in the first drive took a couple passes, made people miss. So
yep.
Looks like we might have a flag on the far side.
Waiting for the call to come here.
It'll be Rams first and 10.
We got a personal foul face mask on LPW, so they'll tack that on to the end here. And that'll take it right into LPW territory. So great drive start for Bath Haverling here. They've already got the momentum of a successful first drive, only down by one. And we'll see if LPW, this is curious now, we'll see what kind of defensive adjustments, if any, LPW was able to make or can make. But that face mask penalty is going to put the ball at LPW's 38, so great drive start for the Rams.
The Rams will start off first and 10 from the Ducks.
Their quarterback, Owen Burlingame, the junior. They'll break the huddle. They will send Asher Finis out to the left side. He's a sophomore. They'll spread Hopkins out to the right. Burlingame from the eye. And it's a handoff there. Now Orlovsky trying to find room to run. He's going to get maybe a yard and a half. It looks like maybe two. Down to the 37.
The ball carrier.
I think it was Ryan Gordon that time for LPW came up with a stop. And bring up second and long.
Yeah, they'll give him like a long. It's closer to eight. They give him a long yard and a half, it looks like. They're a little hard to tell across the way, but second down and eight-ish, we'll say, for the Rams. If you're just joining us, Haverling with a great long drive to start things off. They didn't get the conversion. LPW coming right back with an equally impressive drive and make the conversion to make it 7-6. Burlingame with a handoff, and that's Orlovsky get off right tackle, and going to get him about 3-4 yards on the play. He's going to be within 2 yards of a first down.
Yeah, Orlovsky's done a nice job, hard running so far this evening, bring up a third and short, and we're trying to look for a defensive stop for either team. We haven't seen that yet.
Third, it looks like a third down and about 1, 2, 3 yards there from where we are. Ball sitting inside the 32-yard line. They'll spread a receiver to the right, one to the left. Burlingame from the eye. Calling signals. And it's a handoff, and that's Orlovsky again. And he's going to be very close to a first down. He might have got it, John, the way it kind of looks there. It's close, but I think he's got it.
Yeah, Orlovsky right off the middle was Logan Gath coming up with the stop, but just a little too late for LPW and a first down.
It seems like for the most part, the lion's share of carries goes to Orlovsky, and then when they want to pass out the flat, then it's Fleming doing it. They're kind of just relying on those two mostly, it seems.
Yeah, that's the way it's looked, and it's been successful so far. It's been probably the fastest moving game so far we've had this year. I don't think we've had an incomplete pass yet, we did one earlier, I think, but up and down the field, the two teams so far.
Yeah, 9:18 to go here in the second quarter. And this time, Haverling's going to spread it out. One receiver to the right, one to the left. I formation again. Burlingame calling signals. And it's a handoff there, and that's Orlovsky again. And this time he's going to get met by a wall of LPW and maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage. But that's the best defensive play tonight for LPW.
Yeah, it was Braden Merritt for LPW along with Quentin Town. to fill the hole and bring up second and long.
Second and 10. 8:44 to go here. Before we get to a halftime, this is a fast-moving ball game. As John mentioned.
I'd say the first play, it was 14 plays for Havling in the first drive, and LPW came back with 10 plays, and that doesn't include the two penalties.
Path Haverling spreads a receiver out to one side, to the right, one to the left. They're in the eye. Waiting on the snap. Back to pass. And looking for a man downfield. Trying to throw it to receiver there, and it's going to be, will be picked off. Oh, it's going to be incomplete, and I'll tell you what. Kelly was really close to picking that ball off. He and Merritt have been ball hawks in the secondary this year, but it's going to be third down and 10 now.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Phoenix was right there for Havling, trying to come down with a pass, and it was good defense, as you mentioned, that time by Kelly. He's a tough one to try to throw on.
For a minute there, I thought he was going to come down to it. It may have been a matter of the receiver playing defense a little bit there to keep it out of his hands.
Yeah.
So here we go with a third down and 10 now from the 29-yard line. And the Rams will send two receivers out to the left. Actually, three. They're going to spread. They'll spread Hopkins out as well, too, along with Fleming. And I believe Orlowski's out there as well, too. Burlingame back to pass. No, Orlowski's in the backfield. But now Burlingame's got a scramble. He's going to get dropped. They get the sack. LPW on the sack there. Number 57, Darren Abbott with a stop.
Yeah, Abbott with a big play because he stepped up. And there was a lot of green space ahead. But Abbott just got him. So I'll bring up fourth down.
All right. So with that loss on the play, now we're looking at a fourth down at about, it's a fourth and 16 from the 33-yard line here. But kind of fourth down territory here. And I got to believe they're pretty matter-of-fact offensively. They probably go to the air again on this one, you would think. So,
yeah, I mean, they've tried three passes just quick out to the sides and let the receivers do their thing. So they might try it again here.
And this time, two receivers out to the left, two to the right. One man in the backfield with Burlingame from the gun. Back to pass, trying to find a receiver downfield. And it's complete at the 15. Or close to it. Yep, going to be brought down right around the 15, maybe the 16-yard line there. Completion of Fleming. And just like that, a Ram first down.
Yeah, Fleming just went into the middle of the field. He was wide open. I know LPW, the coverage is not quite up to snuff on that one. And fairly easy first down for the Haverling that time.
LPW's got a couple good guys there in the secondary. But, you know, when you got a team that is capable of doing the spread like that, you've got to wonder, you know, who can do what. And, you know, you are testing most high school defenses, I think, when you go to a spread like that. First and 10 now from the 16-yard line. 6:50 to go for the Rams. They're going to send a receiver out to the right, one to the left, from the eye. Burlingame waits on the snap. And he's going to hand it off. I believe that's Orlowski trying to find room to run, and he's going to get maybe a yard. It'll be second and 9.
Yeah, it seems like the LPW is getting a little better defensively on the run as we get into the second quarter here. But they have not come up with a stop yet.
6:25 to go here in the second quarter. 7-6. LPW in the lead. Rams are knocking on the door. Ball at the 15-yard line. It's a second down and 9. The Rams in their white uniforms with blue numbers, all in white, and the LPW all in black with white numerals. Rams going from your radio right to left here. As they break from the huddle, they're going to send Phoenix out to one side, and they'll send Fleming out to the other. And two backs in the backfield, Burlingame. And he's going to hand off to Orlowski again, but brought down. Great defensive play. And once again, number 57, Darren Abbott, taking him down. Yeah. And looks like a loss of one on the player, too.
Outstanding play by Abbott that time. Really a good one-on-one tackle, bringing Orlowski down. He's been running the ball well, although as this drive, they've slowed Orlowski down.
5:27 to go here before halftime, and it's a third down and 10 now for Bath Haverling. Ball sits at the 16-yard line. Third and 10. This time they're going to send Dante Neely out to the right side. They'll send three receivers to the left, so go into that spread play again from the gun. And it's going to be a roll to the left for Burlingame.
Men in pursuit, and a great tackle by McIntyre there. Going to lose a yard or two on the play, and he is fired up. Great tackle.
Yeah, they just tried just kind of a quick sprint to the offensive left side by Burlingame, and you mentioned McIntyre was all over it. He was the one who broke up the two-point conversion, and to bring up fourth down.
Great pursuit to the edge by LPW. They're showing their team speed there. It is a fourth down and 11 now, with the ball set back at the, looks like the 18-yard line. Already, you know, you don't want to say turning point when it's only 7-6, but this is kind of a key play here as we head toward halftime. Can, you know, Bath Haverly convert another long one on fourth down with a chance? You know, they've had some offensive momentum, but this is kind of where the rubber meets the road. And keep in mind, too, LPW is getting that second half kickoff, so this is interesting. From the spread formation, this is what got them the first down on fourth and 16 earlier. Burlingame back in the gun. Here comes the rush. He's gonna have to run. He's gonna have to tuck it. He's gonna get dropped, and there you go. LPW is gonna take over. And once again, what a monster game already for Darren Abbott as he gets the stop.
Yeah, I think as Pricer kind of flushed him out, and Abbott was there to clean up, and that'll be a turn it over on downs.
There you go. So with 4:01 to go, 7-6. Here's an opportunity. You know, you don't want to put the horse, you know, the car before the horse here, but it is a chance to double dip potentially if LBW can do what they did on that first drive, get a score here with 4 minutes left before halftime. Up by one, 7-6. They'll break from the huddle. Gath in the backfield. Sumariski's back there. Merritt's back there. And it's going to be a handoff to Gath, trying to find room to run. He's going to get met by Orlowski right away. He'll get about a yard on the play.
Yeah, we'll see how LPW does on. You mentioned it. They have a tremendous opportunity if they could score here at the end of the first half, get that second half kickoff. They'd be in great shape.
Gath is going to come out. And they'll switch around their running backs. They're from the right hash here on a second down. They're going to give it's a second down and 9. He got about a yard of that play. Kelly under center. And it is a handoff, a quick hitter right up the, sort of right up the middle there, but not much. Bad fact, maybe lost a yard on the play on the carry. There was McIntyre.
Yeah, McIntyre, it's kind of funny, you know, we talk about how hard it is to track him because they had guys going out to the left, guys going out to the right, but McIntyre had the ball and no gain, really.
I thought it was going up the middle, and then I didn't trust myself. I saw the back going around the right side, but then I'm like, nope, it's McIntyre. So there you go. It's a third down and 10. So Bath Haverling tightening up here a little bit off on defense. So big third down here for LPW, third and long. And it's going to be back to pass, trying to find a man downfield, kind of a high pass intended for number 33 out in the flat there, Mason Sunt, and just kind of a pop fly incomplete.
Yeah, well, we mentioned that there's not a lot of wind, but there was enough that it was he's throwing the ball into the wind. So it looks like we're going to get a timeout here.
We'll step away for 60 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Oh, injury open there.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
The Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joined CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
And yeah, back at Perry High School, 7-6, LPW in the lead. And that was, we thought it was a timeout from one of the teams or an official timeout, but it was actually, well, it was an official timeout technically because of injury. Asher Finas was down, but he quickly got up and he went to the sideline, so he's good, and that's a good sign to see. It is a fourth down, and LPW is going to punt this away. And kicking into the wind, and the Rams have two guys standing back right at midfield. Good hang time on the punt, but it is going to be short and bounce at the 45 of LPW, up to about the 48. So Bath Haverling will start in LPW territory. We'll be back in 30. It's Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
All right, 2:27 to go here at Perry High School in the first half. 7-6 LPW in the lead over Bath Haverling. The Rams from the LPW 49 with a receiver to the right, one to the left. Burlingame's in the gun, standing back there with two running backs. Very low snap, having trouble managing it. He's going to try to keep it himself, and he'll get dropped after a loss of one on the play. Sunt on the tackle for LPW.
Yeah, Burlingame that time, it's just had kind of a low snap, able to come up with that, and then he just immediately went up the middle. So really decisive play there. By Burlingame to avoid a loss.
It'll be second down and nine. Ball at the 48 of LPW as we're coming down to the two-minute barrier here before halftime. Neither team's taking a timeout yet. The Rams approach the ball. They're going to be set up with Phoenix, who's back in the game. Great to see. Receiver out to the right. Spread receiver to the left from the eye. Burlingame. And he's going to throw it on the flat to Phoenix, and he's going to get it. He's at the 45 of LPW. He'll get down to about the 41, 42-yard line there. So he'll pick up about seven of it. It'll be a third down and three.
Yeah, so now they're going to huddle, or actually not even going to huddle up. They're going to go right from the gun here.
Yep, hurry up offense here, third and three. From the 42, try to catch LPW off guard from the gun. They get two receivers to the right, two to the left. Burlingame back to pass, trying to find a man on the flat. It's going to be caught and down to the 31-yard line for a first down there. And on the reception, I believe that was number 20. That was number 20, Brady Hopkins, on the reception.
Yeah, that Haverling has shown a nice passing game. They've spread the ball around and really in a good position to score here before the end of the half.
Ball at the 31-yard line of LPW, a minute 13 ago. Time becomes interesting, but then again, the Rams have not burned any timeouts here, so we'll see how they clock manage as Burlingame brings the play in from the sideline. Interesting ball game. I haven't seen this quite kind of rhythm really this so far this season, John.
Yeah, two long drives and then two fairly, well, Haverling did have a nice drive stopped by Downs.
So the Rams will spread a receiver out to the right, one to the left. Burlingame under center from the eye. And he almost bobbles a snap, but he does get it up. And it's a handoff to Orlovsky, who's going to get pushed out of bounds. He probably gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's about it.
Yeah, it could have been disastrous there, but Burlingame able to bring the snap in, give it to Orlovsky. Orlovsky did a nice job, even though he only picked up a yard, was able to get out of bounds and stop the clock.
Just maybe about a half-yard gain, it looks like, with a minute six to go, getting out of bounds. Of course, stopping the clock, as John said. And the Rams break from the huddle. They're going to send Colton Fleming out to the right side along with Asher Phoenix. And they'll go with Burlingame from the gun. And I believe that's Orlovsky standing next to him as he waits on the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Got some time. Throwing over the middle. Going to be picked off! As we've seen several times this season, it is Braden Merritt on the interception. I want to say maybe that's his fourth of the year there, up to the 21-yard line. So LPW showing resolve on defense.
Yeah, Merritt just kind of playing center field that time. We've talked about how good the Bath Haverling passing game has been, and Merritt was just waiting for that pass.
So huge. I can't say how huge that is right there for LPW with Bath Haverling knocking on the door with 59 seconds left, and I believe... You know, they would be content now on offense. Maybe they'll run up, play, and try something, but they might be content to just kill clock and get to halftime because no one there in that second half kickoff.
Yeah, I would think they'll probably run the ball here, and if they break something, then they'll be interested in trying to score it. If not, just kind of run the clock out, I would think.
Having said that, they do spread two receivers out to the left, which they haven't done yet tonight, and it's going to be a handoff, though. It's Gaff up the middle, and a nice gain that's going to get him about 7-8 yards on the play up to the 29. Now, they haven't burned a timeout yet. We'll see if they do. And they will. They're going to burn a timeout with 48 seconds left. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
This is WCJW Warsaw. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call. 48 seconds left. A second down and two for LPW as they're going to hand off to Sumariski, who's going to try to find room to run past the first down marker and up to about the 33-yard line, their own 33, with 40 seconds left now. And we'll see if they call another timeout. And they do. So we will...
Nope.
No, they're going to keep. They are going to keep it going. All right, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think they stopped the clock, they moved the chains. Chains have moved, and it wasn't a huge. They'll probably one more play here, see if they can break something.
Here they go from first and 10, and it's going to be a handoff. And no, actually, it's a keeper by the quarterback. Whoa! And Kelly gets snowed under. Great tackle by number 20. And that is Brady Hopkins on the tackle there. And now it's going to be a timeout for LPW with 14 seconds to go. So an interesting, we'll be back in 60 and talk about it. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin. Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmierek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
All right, apologies for the commercial link. Getting us back to action a little late there here. It's a third down and six after an incomplete pass. Ball sitting at the 37-yard line. Now we got a Bath Haverling timeout. So we'll step away for 60 and see where we end up this time. It's Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know. Now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Back at Perry High School, Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call here with 9 seconds to go. And Bath Haverling had called a timeout. It's third down and six now for LPW, and they're going to send Merritt in motion. And back to pass, and it's going to be the Statue of Liberty play with Sumariski trying to find room to run, and he's going to get brought down after a first down up around the 45, but time will expire, and it'll end up 7-6 at halftime between LPW and Bath Haverling. They took a shot on that play, which has yielded them good fruit throughout the season, but not that time. We will step away. We will take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll give you the scoring summary and talk about where this game is headed. We'll talk about some other stuff for the season and some Bills stuff here at halftime. We're back in 3 minutes at Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now?
Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
And back at Perry High School, Jimmy Jam and John Carlson for CJ Country, 7-6 LPW over Haverling. And John, it took until the second quarter for LPW's score, you know, to happen, but it really was kind of a tale of two quarters.
Yeah, the first quarter, it was a Haverling took the opening kickoff. They went 68 yards, 14 plays. Brady Hopkins with a two-yard touchdown run. Conversion, two-point conversion, no good. And that made it 6-0. Then LPW mentioned they got the ball 5:17 left in the first quarter, and it wasn't until the 11:17 of the second quarter they finally scored. Ronan Merritt with a four-yard touchdown run. The conversion was good, so it's 7-6. And just like last week, with Haverling, they lost 28-27 because, you know, they just were 1 point short on the conversion. So there's that. And then, the second quarter was Haverling had a good drive. They were stopped on downs.
Yeah.
And then LPW had to three and out punt. Haverling was intercepted. A great interception that time by Braden Merritt. And then LPW basically just kind of ran the clock out.
So, I mean, going forward, it's kind of it's hard to get a feel for the game other than things have sort of tightened up a little bit. But I don't know if I'm surprised at what Bath Haverling's been able to do so far. You know what I mean? They're in this ball game. I mean, and you pointed out a couple other games they've been in as well too, and a couple they've been blown out and stuff like that. But sitting at 1-4 on paper, you go, well, this is a little bit surprising and stuff. But you know, they got some skilled players. They got some guys. Fleming does some nice things for him. Burlingame's got a great arm for a quarterback.
Yeah, they can throw the ball around, and basically the first four games this year they scored 28 points, and then last week they scored 27. So I think they figured things out offensively.
Yeah.
And it looked that way tonight. You know, their first drive they get a touchdown, second drive they're moving right along. But I think as the half went on, LPW's run defense got better, and then Merritt came up with a big interception.
Great play by Merritt, but has anybody had a bigger first half this season than Darren Abbott did on defense?
Yeah, he was tremendous on defense. A lot of big plays. So yeah, outstanding effort by him.
All right. So, we don't have any updates. We could try to get some scores if possible throughout Section 5. We'll see if we can do that in the next few minutes. But why he wanted to do this as we move through halftime here at Perry High School. We're going to step away, take another 3-minute timeout. We're going to come back. John and I are going to talk about the Bills and the conundrum that is this year's NFL season with it's crazy stuff going on. And what does it mean for the Bills as they hit the Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons? We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With three floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Are numbers important? We think so. So get a pen and write down this number, 343-4453. That's the only number you need to call to have your furnace and boiler tuned up or to order fuel oil or propane. Hundreds of people call that number every day because they trust that Reisdorf Oil and Propane will do everything in their power to exceed expectations. Quite simply, we are family-owned and operated. Locally, not Canada, or even Buffalo or Rochester, right here in Genesee and Wyoming counties.
Back at Perry High School, 7-6 at halftime, LPW over Bath Haverling. John, the Bills are at 4-1 on the season after dropping the game to New England. They played Monday night on the road in Atlanta. Kind of an interesting ball game, and I don't know what to think right now. I mean, obviously the Bills have some liabilities defensively they need to work out and figure out, and they can't get their free agents back off a suspension fast enough to really solidify what the roster is going to look like for the second half of the season. But the NFL is bizarre this year. I mean, we got Baltimore City at 1-4. You've got the Chiefs at 2-3. The Eagles just lost their second game in a row to the New York Giants. So, I mean, if Buffalo, to me, I don't have the answer, but if the Bills can keep it together long enough, they could set themselves up for success come postseason, I think.
Oh, I absolutely. Just get the win in Atlanta, go to the bye, 5-1, get your suspended players back, hopefully get maybe Harrison back soon, work on your defense, work on tackling. That's probably been their weakest point so far this year. Offensively, you know, they were just a little sloppy against New England, turnovers and penalties, but other than that, you know, the first four games are averaging 30 points a game.
Would you think on right now, based on what you've seen so far, that New England's offense probably a cut above what Atlanta has to offer? Atlanta could be problematic, especially at home, you know what I mean? That game doesn't feel totally comfortable to me.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, well, just for reference, last against New England, I believe the Bills were 7.5-point favorites. Down in Atlanta, it's 4.5 favorites. So, yeah, you would expect it to be a tight game. I think the Bills will probably come after Penix pretty good.
Yeah.
May is a better runner and a bigger quarterback than Penix is, so I would expect, I wouldn't be surprised if they dialed up the pressure. If they can't get to get to him with four men, then yeah, expect some blitzing.
Get your hands up. Epinesa, get your hands up, and some of these other guys, and knock some passes down. It was nice to see a little life out of Rousseau, but we need to see a whole lot more from him continuing on going forward, don't we?
Yeah, he's been kind of a tease. I mean, he was, I think, maybe just 20 years old when they drafted him. A lot of potential. He just hasn't quite, like, found his stride. And you know, you thought when they signed Bosa, you know, maybe it's going to be the year for Rousseau, you know, playing opposite him, and it just hasn't really happened yet.
We'll get a better handle on the injury situation come Monday morning. John Worrell from the Associated Press will join me. He covers the Bills and all Western New York sports. He'll give me his impressions going into Monday night's game against the Falcons. Another primetime game, because nothing like sleep deprivation for me coming to the morning show the next day, because I'm not going to bed and not seeing what happens in the ball game.
Well, the only good thing about it is it is an early Monday night game. It's a 7:15 start because there are the two Monday night games. So that's a little bit of a break for those of us who like to get to bed early.
Thank you. What's your prediction for the ball game? What do you think?
I guess I was thinking like 27-16.
Wow, okay, so you got them by 11, huh?
Well, I'm just hoping, you know, that maybe more hope than reality.
I'm gonna take a shot in the dark here. Just it's strictly gut, 33-30. But, you know, the Atlanta will score points, but Buffalo will, too. I mean, if they can do it, make it just a couple adjustments on defense and just hang in long enough till they get some of these players back. Not having Milano is tough. It's just been such a disappointment the way the last 3 years have gone for Matt, and now he's injured again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Milano, yeah, he's a super player. When he was fully healthy, he was one of the best linebackers in the league. And just it's just been a run of injuries the last two or three seasons.
We will take a timeout here. We'll step away. Now, there's 2:28 on the clock here, and I believe that's what the official ad and the officials add in the 3 minutes at the top. So we're going to take at least a two-minute timeout. We'll come back for a second-half action here. It's LPW 7, Bath Haverling 6. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
All right, back at Perry High School. It worked out good here. I think they're all set to start now. LPW won the toss in the beginning and opted to defer. They're up 7-6, so they're going to receive the ball here. So here's an opportunity to build on what they've done. But like we talked about, you know, success offensively for both teams, and then it's sort of been a little more on the bottled up side. you know, as we went through the first half.
Yeah, LPW had that outstanding first drive. Then the second drive, it was just three and out. And then the third time they got the ball, they really didn't have a lot of time. They picked up a couple first downs before the end of the half. So, a crucial drive because you feel like if they could score and convert, they would be in pretty good shape here.
Braden Merritt and Caden Sumariski will be deep for LPW. They're going to stand back right around the 12-yard line. Go from your radio left to right. They're all in black with white numbers. Bath Haverling is in their white uniforms with blue numbers.
For the Rams, number seven.
And kicking it away there, Fleming's going to handle the kicking duties for Bath Haverling. As we get things underway here, and the temperature not wavering much, but we're definitely into the fall weather now and stuff. It's definitely a sweater slash hoodie slash light coat weather here. So we're going to be at 53 before game time tonight ends. Next week, Section 5 football on CJ Country. It's going to take us out to Leroy as LPW faces Leroy Cal Mum. It's 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. And the finale will take place out at Letchworth High School as ER Gananda comes to town on Friday, October 24th. And we'll have that for you right here. And then we'll go from there with sectional action. As waiting for the Rams to get things started. Waiting for Fleming to boot this away. And we've got second half football here in week 6. And it's going to be Sumariski to field this back of the 10 to the 15, 20, 25, 30. He's got a lane, 35, 40, cuts to his left side, 45, and past midfield down the 46-yard line. A nice return there. Nice return by Caden Sumariski. First down into Bath Haverling territory.
Yeah, we've seen our share of big plays by Caden Sumariski over the years and just an outstanding kickoff return to start the second half.
They'll mark them officially. Oh, we got a flag now? It's going to be on LPW, as it tends to be in these situations, so that's going to take it back. What a shame. Wiping out a great return.
Looks like a block in the back, unfortunately.
So they're going to probably set it back to the 20, I believe. Yep, it'll be first and 10 for LPW from the 20, so that'll wipe it out.
First and 10 dogs from their own 20.
As we get ready to roll here, LPW in their familiar formation. Gaff, Sumariski, and Merritt in the backfield. Maddox Kelly, the senior under center. And now it looks like they're going to make an adjustment on the play. They're going to change the play. And it's going to be a quick handoff there. And it's going to be on, it looks like, was that a, yeah, was Sumariski on the carry there. Back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down. I'm not sure if he slipped or what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know if he slipped or maybe tripped over the offensive lineman, but not much going there for Sumariski.
Second down and 10. Kelly brings in the play from the sideline there, and he's got a crib sheet there to call it out on the field. Going from the left hash. The wind has sort of died down from earlier in the game. Not dramatically, but the flag's not moving as much.
Let's go, defense!
It's in LPW's face right here as they're going to send a man in motion. That's Merritt this time. Rolling out to his left side. Throwing downfield for receiver. Sumariski catches it to 25. Good move. Headed to the sideline. Up to the 30-yard line and going to be brought down there. But that's very close to a first down. We'll see though. The ref's marking him closer to the 29. See if that's enough.
I think they'll have him marked just short, but Sumariski did a really nice job. Make sure he caught the ball, then just kind of put his foot on the ground. Nice move, and came up just short.
Third down and one now, ball at the 29. And we'll see if they run a quick hitter. This is usually where a runner like Gath gets called upon. But, I mean, any of them can do the job, frankly. And Gath is in the backfield along with Regatuso and Merritt. And it's going to be Gath up the middle. And that is enough for the first down. And, his forward progress will take up to 33. You were pointing something out, John. I'm sorry, what?
It was Kelly with the ball.
Oh, it was Kelly with the ball. Yeah. Hey, it's the first time we got caught tonight. That's only the first time. We've been doing good watching the fake. So Kelly ended up keeping it there.
All right, keeper by Kelly. Just kind of went off the right side. Picked up about 5 yards for the first down.
I think I was so hyper-fixed on maybe Gath getting it. And I was like, oh, I was right. No, you weren't. First down, and the ball up at the 34-yard line for LPW here. Up 7-6 as we're into quarter number three here. And they approach the line.
Let's go, Wyatt!
three backs in the backfield. And Kelly under center. And a handoff this time. Ragatuso this time. And he's going to get snowed under. Going to lose about 3-4 yards on the play.
Yeah, good time. Cage Adams that time for Beth Haviland came up and made the initial hit. And a big loss for LPW.
Not that they live by the pass. I mean, they truly are a run-first team. But I'm surprised we haven't seen anything passing-wise really from LPW yet.
Yeah, they haven't had they haven't tried it a whole lot. Like you said, they can pass some. I think they're fairly limited with their passing game and into the wind, too. So,
I mean, I get it. They did the one to Sumariski a little while ago. They got on some fruit. But just in general, you know, we usually see 4 or 5 more by this point. Not to second-guess anyone. Second down, and looks like a 2nd and 14. Going to be a quick handoff there, and a gain of about 1. That is it. It is tough sledding out there for LPW offensively now. 3rd and 13, Maddox Kelly on the carry.
Yeah, so Kelly calling his own number that time. Now 3rd and long, so we'll see what LPW can dial up here.
As Kelly brings in the play from the sidelines. Here we go. Two receivers. Okay, so the second time tonight, we're going to see two receivers spread out to the left and only two running backs in the backfield. Kelly under center. It's Statue of Liberty play, and McIntyre with the carry up to 45-50. Down the sideline. Room to run. Might be gone. He is gone. Touchdown, LPW. And that's going to make the score 13-6. What a great play there. A Statue of Liberty right up the middle.
69-yard run for
Liberty. Yeah, McIntyre that time, the recipient. Outstanding call, outstanding speed by McIntyre. Just kind of went up the left sideline. And, Statue of Liberty draw play, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It was an outstanding play call, especially on the 3rd and long.
I'm going to say Statue of Liberty only because he made the pose. He assumed the position. Slocum here on the conversion, trying to make it 14-6. It would make it an 8-point spread with 8:07 to go here in the third quarter. Waiting on the snap, McIntyre is going to hold this thing. Spot set, kick on the way, and it is good. And we'll take a 60-second timeout. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Ada Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Ada Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Ada Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road and freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Back at Perry High School, 14-6 LPW there as they're going to kick off. Slocum here from your radio left to right. Going to be taken by Orlovsky right around the 15, 20, 25, 30. And he'll meet a tackler and be brought down there. Met right away, number 55, Logan Schroeder there. And they'll mark him officially at the 33-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Rams.
Yeah, so it was funny. You know, look, 3rd and long for LPW and the lightning strikes, and now they're up 8 points. And we'll see if they can keep up defensively. I felt as the first half went on, I felt like they got better, especially against the run.
And the Rams now trying to find some of that offensive magic they had on that great first drive that ate up so much clock. And what, John, it was 16 plays or something?
Yeah, it was a long drive.
16 plays. They'll send two receivers out to the right. Going to be Hopkins out there and Fleming. Burlingame from the gun with a running back there with him. Could be Orlovsky. Bad snap. Hands it off to Orlovsky and nothing doing. Going to lose 2 yards on the play there. Good pursuit by LPW. And when your timing's off, too, that screws up your ability to find those holes.
It seems like we've had, as the game has gone on, he's had two or three kind of miss snaps or whatever, low snaps. And like you said, it just messes everything up.
It'll be a 2nd and 12 now. As Burlingame comes in from the sidelines. Tomorrow on CJ Country, starting at 9, it's Tradio, Western New York's buy, sell, and trade program. And you can send a text right in now if you want to do buying, selling, trading to 786-9259. It'll be there when I get there to host tomorrow for you. But be listening in and get ready to make get some business done on the weekend. Why not? I formation, receiver to the right, one to the left on a 2nd and 12. Burlingame is under center. And back to pass, trying to find a man downfield. It's going to get tipped up in the air. Oh, and it's going to drop incomplete there. And I'll tell you what, guess whose hands on the ball again? Darren Abbott to knock that pass down. What a night he's having.
Yeah, it's outstanding game so far by Abbott. He is a senior, and he's playing like this is his last game. And fortunately for the LPW, they have a few more games coming.
Abbott family, save this podcast. Breakout game right here. Fantastic game for Abbott. He's a senior. 3rd and 12 now. It seemed like that pass play took a minute to develop because Burlingame's been so quick to get it out in the flat, and then he didn't for some reason, and that gave LPW a chance to get their hands up.
Yeah, they've done a nice job defensively as the game has gone on.
Split out with a receiver to the left, one to the right. It's Fleming and it's Hopkins from the eye. Burlingame waiting on the snap. And a pass there over the middle. That's going to be tipped. Great play by Merritt. It'll be 4th down. And now it's getting interesting. Now things are starting to change momentum-wise here. Bath Haverly is going to kick this away with 7:01 to go here in the third.
Yeah, Merritt did a nice job shadowing. I thought it was Dante Kneeling for Haverly, just mm-hmm. trying to flare out of the backfield. Did a nice job, knocked it down, bring up 4th down.
Kelly deep to receive this punt, standing back at his own 38. And he can flip a field if need be. As he'll wait on this punt. And the snap, the rush is on, almost blocked. Great job. It's going to take a friendly Bath Haverling roll down to about the 30. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
And this is WCJW Warsaw. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country. 14-6 LPW with a great stop on defense there. And now they got the ball in their own 27, trying to add to their lead. With a handoff up the middle there, breaking a tackle. That's Merritt with enough for a first down and then some, all the way up to the 43-yard line. A gain of 13 on the play.
Yeah, quick hitter for Merritt. And he's had some outstanding plays offensively and defensively this year. And that one just a very nice decisive run.
And now we're starting to see the division between these two teams. LPW 4-1 of the season, Bath Haverling 1-4. And now finally LPW finds their rhythm. And Merritt's going to come to the sideline there. Braden Merritt there, I think his hand's a little dinged up, but going to have a doctor look or a trainer look that over. Here we got a handoff up the middle. Sumariski with a nice run. Got to get about 7 yards on the play right to midfield.
Yeah, Sumariski is set just right up the middle, just a quick hitter. Didn't give Bath Haverling a time to really react defensively until he's into the defensive backfield.
Ball at the LPW 49-yard line here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Sumariski will take a break, go to the sideline. Wind's picking up again now. The wind is in LPW's face here, but charging on and getting momentum offensively. Here they go from their own 49 on a 2nd and 4. And it's going to be a handoff there with a carry that might be Ragatuso on the play, maybe for a yard, and that's about it.
Yeah, Ragatuso that time kind of looked like he's going to go out to the right, cut it up the middle. Actually, looks like it's McIntyre, I guess. But
okay.
Regardless, it's a 1 yard gain, bring up 3rd down.
And he'll come out, and Gaff and Sumariski back in the ball game here. 3rd and 3 from the 50. And they'd love nothing more to keep the chains and eat the clock and can make it that much tougher for Bath Haverling to do stuff. They started off with an amazing drive, the Rams, but since then it's been a frustration city. Hand off there, Sumariski trying to find room to run. A tackler will push his momentum forward for about a yard or two. So this is where it gets interesting. It's sort of 4 down territory, it looks like, but it is a 4th and 2 right now, John.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there with the tackler kind of helping Sumariski forward that time, bring up 4th, and it looks like a really long one or
right.
1.5 maybe.
And for all intents and purposes, it looks like they're going to go for it here.
Yeah, I would think so. I wouldn't be surprised if Kelly ended up with a keeper here, Kelly, one way or the other.
Kelly Keeper or Gath? I still could be right about Gath at some point here. We'll see what happens on this drive. Kelly at her center. We'll see if he keeps it. And he is going to keep it himself and push forward. He's getting toward the marker, and he has enough for the first down, I think. If the officials mark him correctly, I think he's got up for the first, but it was just like the last play. They ran a fake, and Kelly kept it this time.
Yeah, really close. I think it's really close.
Wow.
I think he's going to barely have it.
The officials have been so decisive about calling first downs right away without measurements, so I'm kind of surprised that they're like, it's going to come down to the nose of the ball. It's really close.
Yeah, it looks like he's basically has to get to just outside of the 47, and that's about where the ball is. It's got to be within inches either way.
What's the microchip say? Oh, wait, we don't have that. We got the chain gang here, so we'll see what the measurement looks like. 4:04 to go here in the third.
It is a huge measurement, though.
Wow, it's going to be really close. They're short. LPW is short by about maybe a couple inches. So there you go. The Rams will take over, and they kind of needed that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big stop for Haverling. They get good field position and a chance to go down, score, and try to tie the game up.
The intrigue in this ball game continues because for a minute there, LPW had all the momentum in the world. Now the Rams have to try to find some. That's the point. The offense has been stymied ever since that first. They had 1.5 drives of success, and then since then it's just been tough sailing for them as they're going to start from their own 47-yard line, go from your radio right to left. They're going to go with two receivers out to the left side. Burlingame from the gun, waiting on the snap. Back to pass. Pass out in the flat, and Phoenix has got it. He breaks one tackle and got to get brought down by Sunt, but not enough to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to lose a yard on the play after all that.
Yeah, Phoenix is looking for a horse collar tackle, and no call on that, so bring up it looks like it'll need to be like a minus yard.
I feel like sometimes if you got two hands on the guy up by that area as opposed to one, it looks less egregious, I guess. I don't know. But, they're going to lose a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 11. Ball from the 36 here for the Rams. 3:23 to go here in the third quarter. 14-6 LPW over Bath Haverling here on CJ Country. They're going to send Fleming and Phoenix out to the left side. And it's going to be Orlowski and Burlingame. Orlowski from the gun, waiting on the snap. And a handoff there, and it's got a double, kind of a reverse there, and a handoff up to Hopkins, who will get about 4 yards on the play there. So it started off with Orlowski, and then he handed off to Hopkins.
Yeah, Hopkins with the carry, Mason Sunt for LPW with the tackle, bring up third and looks like about maybe six.
Kudos to LPW kind of keeping that gap integrity there, not overcommitting on that play. And could, you know, play like that has the potential to be a whole lot worse if you're sleeping, for sure. Third down and six. Ball at the LPW 48-yard line. Rams break huddle. They're going to send Fleming and Phoenix out to the right side. They'll have put Hopkins in the slot. Burlingame from the gun. Waits on the snap. Back to pass. Throwing downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for number 8, Dante Neely, and it was down on the ground. That's probably the first pass that's kind of been off target for him tonight.
Yeah, just kind of tried a quick pass before LPW could really get set up defensively. Would have been a first down if he caught it. And it looks like they're actually going to punt, which would be first a little surprising, I think.
Yeah. Maybe they're just going to decide they're going to regroup and kick it away and stuff. But, I mean, LPW has done some nice things. How many chances do you want to give them with the ball when you got a chance to do it? But this is the way to force LPW to go, you know, take the long field. But they've got, you know, that only happens if you get the stop on special teams here as they're going to set the punter away. A bobbled snap, but the punter gets it off. Low trajectory kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. That thing got shanked. We'll see where they officially mark it. The official's going to mark this out at the 31-yard line. That's where LPW starts off first and 10.
Yeah, I think maybe one of the reasons they decided to punt is just they have been stymied offensively lately as well, has Haverling. So they maybe just didn't like their chances to convert the fourth down.
2:08 to go here from Perry High School. Next week here on CJ Country, we head to Leroy as LPW will take on Leroy Cal Mum. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock start, and then the season finale, the regular season anyway, Garganata comes to Letchworth High School to face LPW. Again, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock start right here. LPW from their 21-yard line, they're going to mark it now. On a first and 10, they'll send Merritt in motion. And it's going to be a handoff. Right up the middle, Sumariski following a block, spins, turns. And there you go, a gain of a first down up to the 33-yard line. And that's some of what we've seen Caden do over the years, kind of the whirling dervish there and following his blocks.
Yeah, outstanding effort by Sumariski. Good blocking and a very determined runner. And LPW definitely like to keep the clock running, keep the chains moving. Score a touchdown here.
Ball at the 33-yard line here. Under 2 minutes to go in the third as LPW approaches the line. Kelly at her center. And this time it's going to be Gath up the middle. Sort of a quick hitter there and a gain of about 2 yards up on the plate at the 35. So it'll be a second and eight.
Yeah, Gath tried the middle and not as successful as they've been in the past, but you do need to just spread it around, different carriers, different looks for the defense to have to consider.
Gath looking a little frustrated because, I mean, he's good for a good chunk play every now and then, you know what I mean, and get a nice chunky run. He just hasn't had that yet tonight. Second down at 8 from the 35 with a minute 8 to go here in the third. Kelly and company looking for some spread here, point-wise, and a pitch out to Sumariski to the left side, follows some blocks, breaks one tackle, the ball comes out, and the Rams have it. Sumariski coughed it up, and it's going to be a first and 10 for the Rams at the LPW 42-yard line, so there's a turnover for both teams now.
Unfortunate for Sumariski, had a nice carry going, it was nearing the first down marker, but give Haverling credit that time for to reaching in, knocking the ball out.
53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. LPW 14, Bath Haverling 6. The Rams will start first and 10. They'll send Finis and Fleming out to the right. Orlowski and Burlingame in the backfield from the shotgun. Now they send a man in motion. It's Finis, jet sweep, and he's going to try to cut it up inside after attempting to go to the left, and he's going to get a few yards out of the play, get about 5-6 on the play, so it didn't look like much to begin with, but he turned it into positive yardage.
Yeah, outstanding effort that time by Finis. As you said, he went in motion, going right to left offensively, took the handoff, and looked like they had him dead to rights, but just good determined running.
Going to be a second down and 4. Ball at the 35-yard line of LPW. Fleming out to the right. Finis goes with him. You got Hopkins in the slot to the left. Shotgun formation. Finis again in motion. Faking the jet sweep. Hand off to Orlovsky. Past the first down marker. Good hard run. And he's going to pick up about 7 yards on the play. And it'll push it down to the 28.
Yeah, Orlowski, good first down run that time, and that's going to do it for the third quarter.
There it is, with three quarters in the books here at Perry High School. 14-6, the Rams are knocking on the door. Don't go anyplace. We'll be back in 60 at Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Back at Perry High School, Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call for CJ Country. 14-6, LPW holding on to their lead. Bath Hamerling, though, driving inside the 28 right now. And, John, just based on, you know, second-half observations so far, what do you think Bath Hamerling needs to do here to obviously they need the points, but offensively, where are they, you know, they in the right direction? What are they doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first couple of plays of this drive, they've had a couple of nice plays. They tried, they did the jet sweep with Fines going up the middle, then Orlovsky for the first down. So I think they've been without momentum for quite a while, but, you know, they came up with the turnover. Now they've picked up the first down, and so we'll see what they can do here.
Sort of have turned away from the pass, though, too, which is interesting because they were relying on that a little bit more earlier. Having said that, two receivers out to the right. Burlingame from the gun, so anything's possible here on a first and 10. And it's going to be a handoff to Orlovsky after a couple fakes and a gain of maybe about 1 yard before he gets pushed backwards there. So good defensive stop by LPW.
Yeah, that was Quentin Town that time really filled the hole for LPW and a short gain for Hamerling.
Second down and 9 here in the fourth quarter. Burlingame coming in from the sideline with the play.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned getting away from the pass. I feel like they have gotten away. Just the quick out to Fleming.
Right.
I mean, he picked up a couple first downs early in the game with that.
You wonder if they go back to it at some point, because they haven't stopped it yet, that's for sure. They've had a couple pass fails, but that's not on him. Waiting for the shotgun there. Keeper this time, Burlingame, trying to find room to run. And did he end up with it? It looked like he handed off at the last minute, because it looked like he was keeping it. Who ended up with the ball there? I think it's number... let me see that. No, there was Burlingame on the carry there. It looked weird for a minute there, but yeah, he kept it.
Yeah, just the quarterback draw that time, and it looked like he had some momentum, but really only a yard or two.
Yep, so third down and 7 now with the ball at the 25 of LPW. So we're in four down territory, obviously, and the score dictates that as well, too. So Bath Hamerling needs to break a play. It's been a while since they've had themselves a chunk play. They've done some nice things in the passing game at times. But some misfires later on, and we'll see if they go back to it or not. From the eye this time, Burlingame's under center. They got Fines to the right, Fleming to the left. And it's going to be a keeper by Burlingame trying to get around down, and he does. And I think he's going to be very close to a first down. He's got it, John, down to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, good decisive run by Burlingame. Good call, too. And really, they had the one receiver out to the right, and Burlingame just showing good speed getting out to the right side.
I'm wondering if we're going to see more of that, just because it seems like they're very good at getting to the edge.
17-yard line.
Especially their quarterback.
Yeah, they do. They have options, that's for sure.
First and 10 now from the... going to mark it for the 17-yard line here. Good crowd on hand tonight. Here at Perry High School. Beautiful facilities. Thanks again to everybody at Perry High School for all their continued support of us and giving us space and making us feel welcome. Receiver to the right, one to the left, eye formation, Burlingame, under center. And he bobbles a snap. He's got to take it himself and put on his hip, and now he's trying to throw it. It's going to be incomplete. And that play really never had a chance there because that created a pass rush situation as he tried to get control of it.
Yeah, Burlingame that time, another muffed snap. I'm not sure if the snap was a little bit low or if he just didn't handle it cleanly, but yeah, as soon as that happened, he peeled right out, and they were probably really fortunate nothing really bad happened other than an incomplete pass.
This is the time of the year of frost on the pumpkin. I wonder if there's dew on the football a little bit there too on those exchanges. Second down and 10, and the clock stopped on that incompletion with 10 minutes to go. Fleming out to the left, Fines to the right, I formation with Hopkins and Orlovsky in the backfield. Burlingame pitch out to Fines, going to roll to the left side, trying to find room to run, and breaks one tackle, but nothing doing. Going to lose a yard on the play at least. They're great pursuit by LPW.
Yeah, that time Fines going from his offensive right to left, and LPW read that very well. They had all kinds of support out there, and it bring up third and long.
Third and 10, 9:45 to go. And we're only talking an 8-point spread, but you look at that clock and you look at how the points have kind of been at a premium, especially for both these teams that aren't afraid to light up the scoreboard, and you're thinking time starts to become an enemy a little bit. Third down and mark it. They're going to mark it officially. Third down and 12, it looks like. The ball back at the 20-yard line. I formation. Receiver to the right. One to the left. Now they send Phoenix in motion. And it's a pitch around him. And they're going to flip it back the other way to Fleming on a double reverse. And trying to find room to run. And nothing doing there. Nothing doing. Going to get brought down. And in reality, probably lost. It looks like a fourth down and 12 there. So I don't know if they actually lost the yard or whatever, but it didn't, all that for nothing, really.
Yeah, I think it was a Ragatuso for, a Ragatuso, I think, for LPW did a great job keeping containment and really kind of caused that play just to not work.
Fourth and 13, but we've seen Bath Haverland convert long. A fourth and 16 earlier in the ball game for a completion to keep the sticks moving. So we'll see what they can dial up here, but they, with the... This is crucial for them with 9:12 left to go with the ball at the LPW 20. Sometimes you get a little too cute for your own good. They may just want to spread everybody out and try to find some people in space. Burlingame from the gun. Three receivers to the left. Back to pass. Rushes on. Gath is behind him. Now he's going to tuck and run, and he's not going to have enough for the first down. LPW is going to get the ball on downs at the 17-yard line. That was huge.
Yeah, I think it was Aiden Sonricker for LPW with the tackle. And, yeah, like you said, that was a huge play. And just not enough time for the Rams on that. And now LPW has really a chance to basically put the game away with some first downs. If they score, that's pretty much a ball game.
Are you surprised it's a little scoring game at this point?
Well, it's funny how it started out. And it's kind of turned into a struggle defensively.
And two receivers spread out to the left. Got Sunt and Merritt out to the left side there. It's going to be a keeper by Kelly on first down. And breaks one tackle. He's going to get about 2-3 yards before he's brought down up to the 22-yard line. It'll be second and 7.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where Haveling has caused a quick 3-and-out for LPW. That's what they're banking on here, because if LPW can pick up some first downs and run some clock, it's going to be very tough for Haveling.
8:41 on the clock, moving here on a second down, and they're going to give them 4 yards on the play, so it's a second down and 6 at their own 23-yard line. And in the backfield, you got Gath back there, you got Merritt and Sumariski. Hand off to Sumariski there, and breaks one tackle. Nice foul in the hole. They're up to the 30, and churning and refuses to go down. I love that. And again, they takes him up to the 31-yard line. That's a first down.
And Sumariski, as he went out to the left, both hands around the ball after that last fumble. We want to make sure that did not happen again. But yet kept his aggressiveness and pick up the first down. So outstanding job by Sumariski.
Moving the sticks. Keeping the clock moving. Waiting for Kelly to bring them to the line.
Let's go,
Merritt, Gath, and Sumariski in the backfield behind Kelly, waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a keeper by Kelly. He's going to follow his block. And down the sidelines he goes. Midfield. He could be gone. One man to catch him. Hopkins is going to try to catch him. 10, 5. He won't. Touchdown. LPW with 7:33 to go. It is 14-6 with a conversion to come. Great play. Great blocking.
Outstanding play. And Maddox Kelly, 69-yard touchdown run, showing a lot of speed. As you said, good blocking. And, they're faking. It's just it's tough to focus on one player, and just an outstanding play for LPW.
Granted, with 7:33 to go, anything can happen, but that feels like backbreaker. As the conversion to come with Slocum here to attempt this.
Held by Jake McIntyre.
Radio snap. Kind of an odd formation by LPW with the line off to one side, and they're going to go for two and take it in themselves, and they will. Sort of a swinging gate play there, and Slocum takes it in for the score. Or no, Aiden Shelley will take that in for the score there. So we'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road, and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
All right, back at Perry High School there. Back to the action a little late. My apologies for that, but we are. There was a kick taken by Phoenix up to the 30-yard line. So here is the way it works. With Shelley taking that two-point conversion, it is 22-6 LPW over Bath Haverling with 7:27 to go, and I think the order might be a little too tall for the Rams. The Rams need to find that first-quarter firepower that they had somewhere, somehow. And that passing game, it's kind of amazing that they haven't gone back to it, John, because it did yield fruit earlier in the game.
Yeah, they've had some fumbled snaps too, so it's just been kind of a mixed bag for Haverling after that first drive.
Two receivers to the right, two men in the backfield. Burling game from the gun. Now they send Phoenix in motion. Fake a jet sweep. Hand off to Orlovsky up the middle, and nothing doing. Carter Price are ready for him, and so is McIntyre. And a gain of about maybe 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, outstanding defense there for LPW. Big game tonight. You know, they get to 5-1, and then they have two games left against Leroy Calmon, E.R. Gananda. And Leroy Calmon right now is the number 3 team, and E.R. Gananda is number 5 team. And if the LPW could win out, they could be the 2 seed, perhaps number 1, but they guarantee themselves 2 home games if they win the first one.
And I think E.R. Gananda, they're playing Alexander Pembroke tonight, right? Are they?
That is correct,
that
sir.
Is correct. That's an interesting game right there. I'd be curious to see how that ends up. But LPW set themselves up, hopefully, for success here going into Leroy Calmon as... We've got a whistle and now a quick substitution.
Yeah, I think it might be maybe equipment or something with Pricer.
Yeah, Pricer needed something. Now he's fine, but he's on the sidelines for this play. They'll send Fleming and Phoenix out to the left side. Burling game from the gun, they're going to mark him 2nd and 8 from the 32-yard line. Shotgun snap, pass to Fleming. We haven't seen this since the first quarter, and he's going to take it and get twisted and get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's it. So that didn't do much of anything. 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, that time he took the pass and kind of cut it back into the middle as opposed to the first quarter, when he's basically straight upfield, make the first guy miss. So the passing game not clicking, but you give LPW credit for that.
3rd down and 8 from the 32.
It does look like the wind's kind of picked up a little into the faces of Bath Haverling.
I would agree with you. Those flags are definitely sticking out straight now across the way here at Perry High School. Burling game with two receivers to the right, two to the left. Back to pass, trying to find a man downfield. And in the dirt now, Burling game's been off target on the last few throws there. That pass intended for Phoenix incomplete. It's going to be a 4th down now.
Yeah, well, I think they really have no choice but to go for it here. Down 2 scores and just under 6 minutes left. It's pretty much the ball game for the Rams here.
I didn't see if the pass got tipped or maybe the wind's starting to play into it. I'm not sure the reason why, but he's throwing a couple in the dirt here late. 5:45 to go.
Are you guys announcing?
Pricer goes in now for Darren Abbott.
Game, not Burlingham.
Didn't say Burlingham. Thanks. Shotgun snap. Burlingame back to pass. And a completion. Up to about, they're going to mark him at the 47-yard line. The Bath Haverling with a much-needed first down. 5:31 to go.
Yeah, really just desperation time for Bath Haverling and come up with a completion and a first down. So they live to fight for at least another few more downs.
All right, 48-yard line here is where they are with 5:26 to go, down 22-6. Two receivers out to the left. Burlingame from the gun. And a completion out to Fleming on the left side. They're incomplete.
And so Haverling, I think they're going to say... Yeah, it was complete. So in a way, it's kind of a bad break because he lost a couple yards and the clock keeps running.
4:40 to go. Ball marked up at the 46-yard line.
Second and 12 for the Rams.
Bringing the play in from the sideline here. Second and 12. They're going to send Fleming out to one side, Phoenix to the right. I formation. Wait on snap. Burlingame with a carry, with a handoff there, and that's going to be a gain of 2 yards on the play, and that looks like it's Orlovsky there. Yeah, so it'll be a third down and 10.
I was going to say, LPW is fine with that, to hand the ball up the middle and run some more clock, and tick, tick, tick.
Third and 10 for the Rams.
But no matter what, at this point, four down territory, now 22-6. You got to dial up two scores and conversion to get a tie. Phoenix out to the right, Fleming to the left. I formation. Pass down the left side to Tenney for Fleming, and it's going to be incomplete. And
a
little too far there, and it's going to be a fourth down now and 10. So last gasp possibly for the Rams here.
Yeah, Chase Orcutt and Caden Sumariski were both back for LPW defensively. They had that well covered. And once again, fourth down in desperation time for the Rams.
Here we go with two receivers out to the right, two to the left, shotgun formation. Burlingame, back to pass, rushes on, got to get rid of it, quick completion up the middle to Orlovsky. He's going to have enough for first down, breaks the tackle, still on his feet and down to about the 37-yard line. So the Rams keep it moving here, a heroic run here to try to get something on the board with 3:24 to go.
Yeah, they've had two fourth and longs and able to complete them both. That was kind of like almost like a screen pass up the middle. They let the defenders through, and Orlovsky picked the ball up really at about the line of scrimmage. Just put his head down and able to get the first down. But time is running out for the Rams.
Yep, 3:05 to go. All right, receiver out to the right, one to the left. Burlingame's under center this time. And he's going to roll out. No, he's going to try to keep it. He's going to get dropped. Great defensive play. Great pursuit there by LPW on the play. Number 68, Brayden Schroeder, the junior, with a stop.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a broken play or what happened offensively, but nothing good happened for the Rams on that play.
Second and four from the 40. Waiting for the play. You come in from the sideline. 2:21 to go here. 22-6. They're going to send two receivers out to the right, two to the left. One man in the backfield with Burlingame back to pass. Throw it out. Intended for receiver there, Phoenix, and it's going to be incomplete. Third down and 14 now.
Yeah, we mentioned Haverling going into the wind on this drive, and it's tough to that was a pretty, you know, even though it was maybe only 5 yards downfield, it's from one hash over to the sideline, so it's a pretty long throw to complete, try to complete.
Third down and 14. 2:03 to go here. Last couple chances here for the Rams to keep it going, but they have extended their drive. a couple times here.
Yeah, it's been you think the game's over, then they convert a first down, so they still have a small chance here.
Burlingame now leads them out with two receivers. They'll send three to the left, one to the right. The lone guy is Dante Neely, who now plays in the slot, moves in from the far side, waiting on the shotgun snap here. Back to pass, looking for a man complete to Neely. Going to be taken down by Gath at the 30-yard line here. It's going to be we've got an injury too. Neely is down. 1:40 to go. They'll stop the clock. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at SalmonOrthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
All right, it is a completion out to Fleming for another first down for Bath Hammerling here. And that's going to mark the ball with 1:25 to go. The clock stops with the sticks moving here, John. It's going to be at the 22-yard line here. And the no quit in the Rams here. Maybe, like the song says, too much, too little, too late. But they are making a drive here.
Yeah, and it looks like they must have, it looks like they took their first time out after that first down. So, really, as you said, just 1:25 left, but, yeah, they've picked up three fourth downs on this drive. They've done it's too bad it's come to this desperation time to really, they're probably the best drive since the first drive of the game.
Let's come back in 30. It's Section 5 football here on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Back at Perry High School, 22-6, and Bath Haverling with a series of three first downs here. And they've got the ball now at the 21-yard line, down 22-6, quickly and desperately looking for a score. Burlingame back to pass, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended, I believe, for Orlowski out of the left flat.
Yeah, I think it was Mason Sunt that time kind of dropped back in coverage and knocked the ball down, or helped knock the ball down, so bring up second down.
Second and 10. Burlingame at the sideline here, waiting for the play to come in. Receiver two to the left, three to the left, one to the right. Waiting on the snap. Back to pass. And a completion to Fleming in the left flat. Very close to first down marker. Ball comes out. That's a live ball, I think. And we'll see what they mark it. They're going to mark it Nope. Are they waving on? Nope. They're saying LPW ball. The ball is out, and now we got a player shaking up down on the field. So we'll take an injury timeout. We'll come back in 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
And back at Perry High School, a minute nine to go. And with that turnover on downs there, it is a fait accompli at this point for LPW there. So they're going to move to 5-1 of the season. Haverling will plummet to 1-5. And they had some bright moments on offense there, but it was they put them at either end of the game, John, it seems to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Haverling, they put up a very good fight. And just not their night. LPW's a quality team, as you said, on their way to being 5-1.
And a handoff off the right the middle there. And a gain by Gath. And Gath's best run of the night. And it's going to get him a first down. Perfect timing. And that'll take him right up to the 25-yard line with a minute two to go. There probably maybe a couple carries left in this ball game.
Yeah, nice run by Gath. His longest of the evening. Looks like we're going to get a timeout from Haverling.
Okay. All right, well, why don't we take 30, and we'll do that. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small-town convenience stores and fueling stations with high-quality customer service.
Back at Perry High School, Jimmy and John on the call for CJ Country. 22-6 for LPW here in the final 57 seconds. They'll have time to run a couple plays, and that will likely be all she wrote from here tonight. Kelly with the handoff, Sumariski left side, room to run. Good run for 7-8 yards there. Caden finishing strong in this ball game.
Yeah, outstanding effort by Sumariski. Just offensively, especially here in the second half, well, really, because of two long runs, LPW's taking care of business.
38 seconds to go. Probably one more play, and that would be more than that would suffice. And then we will try to get to see if I get any other Section 5 scores. I haven't been able to pull up anything right now, but. This is going to be victory formation there. They're just going to be in the they're going to down it here with 16 seconds to go and call it a ball game. So LPW, it took them a minute, but they tightened up defensively, and then offensively they opened stuff up, John, at the end.
Yeah, second half they had two 69-yard touchdown runs. First it was Jake McIntyre in the third quarter. The conversion good to make the score 14-6. And then here in the fourth quarter is Maddox Kelly with the 69-yard scamper up the left sideline. And then Aiden Shelley with a two-point conversion make the final score 22-6 LPW.
So LPW, now they're going to... They will go to 5-1, and next week we will have the action for you from Leroy High School as they get set to take on Leroy Cal Mum. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Pete Beardsley back in the studio doing a killer job as always. And I wish you a great rest of the weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Tradio. For John Carlson, it's Jimmy Jam saying good night.
Tonight's Section 5 football game was brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hart's Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. Beers by Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia. Reflecting excellence since 1984 by Salmon Orthodontics. Start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edel Rock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom. Your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club. Welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Family Furniture. They make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Countryline Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia. Your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia. You have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw. An established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs. Specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the good hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to payroll country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen. Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
To hear the replay of the game, go to WCJW.com. Select Section 5 Sports in the tab and click Football. Your home for high school sports is Western New York's CJ Country.